Now, let me just say this is that global warming is real. Yeah, you heard right. It's real. But here's the thing. It's not the natural global warming. It's not because of pollution. You say, what kind of global warming exists? Well, how about the one where all the elements shall melt with fervent heat?
Amen.
Called the Lord's Day.
That's right.
Because the Lord's Day cometh as a thief in the night, the Bible tells us, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. That's a literal global warming.
Amen.
When God burns this world, you know, during the last 3.5 years of the wrath of God, during the 7 trumpets and 7 vials leading up to the millennial reign, that's actual global warming, okay? Amen. You say, but aren't you like, afraid that, you know, maybe we aren't taking care of the environment and we're releasing all this pollution and, you know, the polar ice caps are going to melt and the coral reefs and life as we know it is going to change? No, because the Bible actually says in Genesis chapter 8 that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. So we don't have to worry about global warming, you know, this climate change or whatever, these stupid ideas that people bring up to try to scare people in order for them to make money.
Yep.
We don't have to worry about those things because of the fact that God has said these things shall not cease while the earth remaineth.
Amen.
And this is the promise of God.